I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Believers in China reported increased government presence in their activities and worship. Even though Bibles for China operates legally alongside their local partners, increased scrutiny is prompting changes. Kurt Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, says their mission remains the same.
It hasn't changed really much in what we do, other than we are no longer there. And so we are providing resources for the Chinese church and the leaders there to secure Bibles to distribute as the Chinese church, not as, you know, the foreigners coming in and passing them out.
Stepping back actually opened doors in two new areas because foreigners weren't visiting churches. Please pray for local Bibles for China partners as they spread the gospel under increased scrutiny. And Christians aren't the only ones looking at mobilizing and training missionaries. Recognizing that an effective strategy to reaching people in the Middle East needs to go through Egypt, World Mission's Greg Kelly shares his findings from a recent visit to Cairo.
Here is an amazing university, an incredibly large university, 60,000 students. It's a missions training center located in Cairo. It's an incredibly aggressive strategy that Muslims have. And a lot of these students that are graduating are radicalized. They're taught on how to advance Sharia law. They're imams in these places. And so we need to be aware of that. Jesus has called us to make disciples of all nations. So be praying for the Middle East. Be praying for the Christian leaders that are reaching Muslims for Jesus in this area.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.